Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new species of being. Paul calls it the one new man. And the reason that the formation of the one new man is so important is because in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul says when this occurs, it will be the full dwelling place, the full resting place of God. And so when you see the spiritual scales come off the eyes of Jewish people, recognize that there is going to be such an outpouring of God's Spirit just before he returns. That's where we are right now, and that's why I'm interviewing right now Franklin Walden. We found out on yesterday's interview that he prayed for his sister-in-law, and she not only got a healing of her one kidney, but a second kidney materialized. I mean, Franklin, this should not astound me, but it does astound me. I mean, this is not your typical healing of a pain disappearing. This is where there wasn't a kidney, there is a kidney. And then you told me about your dad, and that just so provoked me to jealousy. He was raised with a father that didn't know how to read or write, and God taught him the Bible to the point where he would know if there was a misquote or not. That's how well he knew the Bible. And so he mentored Franklin. And Franklin, when you were 12 years of age, you had an amazing encounter with God. Tell me about that.
I had a vision, and I was caught up into the heavens, looking down up over the earth. And God showed me the people. And I never dreamed today as I sit here that I'd ever be telling this vision like I'm going to tell it. Because I saw the needs of the suffering and the heartaches of the people. And the Lord spoke to my heart at 12 and said, when you see this come to pass, know that my coming is near. Now, you don't know what I'm fixing to say, but I'm going to tell you this. That vision was when I was 12. I'll be 75, my birthday. And when you broadcast this, and it goes like you said on television and radio, the vision will be full at 12 years old. God gave it to me that long time ago. Now, I've been on satellite. But I coming over here, and the Lord said, this is what I showed you.
Describe again to me what he showed you.
He showed me the needs of the people, the whole world. I was caught up into the heavens looking down. I didn't even know they had satellite. Well, they didn't back then. And I didn't know anything about it. But God knew it was going to be there, that I could speak and it would go all over the world.
Well, I want your faith to so grow that by the time of Thursday or Friday's radio show, all of those needs that are represented by people like yourself, by the time Friday's radio show rolls around and I'm going to have him pray for the sick, your faith will so grow. As a matter of fact, I want you to meet another woman that I interviewed, Pam Ritchie, who was in 2007, she got a bad report from the doctors, and I want you to hear about her miracle. Let's go to the interview with Pam Ritchie. I have Pam Ritchie on the telephone. In 2007, she got a diagnosis from her doctor no one would want. Four conditions: sacroiliac joint disease, piriformis muscle damage, four bulging discs, osteoporosis. She was on morphine three times a day. She had a number of epidurals for pain. She really got to the point where she was so worried because the prognosis is that she would be eventually bedridden. She was worried she wouldn't be able to take care of herself. How long did you deal with these conditions and this pain, Pam?
3 years.
How bad was the pain?
The pain was so bad that it hurt to breathe. It hurt to move my leg. It hurt to have to get up to go to the restroom. It hurt to move. It felt like that the hairs on my hair, my arms, my legs, they hurt. Everything hurt. It was just terrible, terrible pain. And on two particular days, all I could do, I was bedridden for two solid days, and all I could do was that lay there and pray. I mean, the pain was just, at moments I felt like I was just out of my head. Of course, I was on the morphine, but I still had enough mind, you know, just to pray.
Pam, did you ever reach the point where the pain was so horrific you wanted to die?
Yes, sir, I did. And I just prayed.
And you had the thoughts about being bedridden. That must have been awful.
Oh, it was awful. I mean, I'm the kind of person, you know, that I take care of other people. I mean, I'm just not a person that allows people to take care of me. I'm a caretaker. And, you know, my husband and I had discussed about me having to have someone come in and take care of me, and I just did not want that.
Okay, October 2008, you attended a church where Franklin was speaking. What happened?
Franklin finished his message, and he began to minister in the Spirit, and he said there was a lady in the back of the church with a white jacket on, and that lady happened to be me. I was actually sitting in the back church because I wasn't sure that I could sit that long, and you know, just in case because of all the pain that I was in. And he asked if that lady would step out into the aisle. He prophesied, ministered to the Spirit, and prayed for me. And from that night, my body has been totally different. I have taken no morphine. I have had no pain. And I know that God used him because when he was prophesying, he specifically used words that only my husband and I had talked about. And so I know that I'm healed.
How can you explain being in such horrific pain and being pain-free? How can you explain that?
Because I know that God heals.
Well, this is Sid Roth, and I'm back with you with Franklin Walden. Franklin was the one that had the word of knowledge on Pam Ritchie. Does that astound you, Franklin, when you know things about people that there's no way you could have known it, and they tell you, you're just revealing the secrets that are going on in my house that no one in the world knows but us and God?
Well, it's the anointing. When the anointing comes upon me for that particular gift to operate, they've always got to be somebody for that gift to respond to. Don't it just stays laying in your spirit? And so when it comes upon us, I know it's always thus saith the Lord. I don't speculate in people's problems. I know what I'm talking about. The Lord, he speaks to me.
When he speaks to you, is it primarily a thought, or do you actually hear his voice?
Well, I hear his voice in my spirit. It's more than a thought. It's I hear it in the spirit. I don't hear it with the five sense knowledge of him at all. When you're in the spirit like this, you're neither down here in the natural, and you're not all the way in the supernatural. You're somewhere in between.
I see.
Where God can speak to you, and it shuts everything out except you and him.
I have to tell you, though, it's hard for me to comprehend how you got caught up in business. You were very successful with the gifts that God has given you, the prophecies, the experiences. Then you go into the army, and the angel of the Lord speaks to you and says that you'll soon be out, and you were soon out of the army, and you had made a vow to God. That you were going to serve him full time, but you went back into business, and then you were given a death sentence, 6 months to live, heart problems. How could you have done that, Franklin?
Well, we came up without very much. Lived on the farm. And I said I was going to be a millionaire at 30 years old.
I said the same thing. We both heard the same voice.
And I want to give Mother and Dad things that they never did have. And I run from God to do that. But I got in trouble. And when I got in trouble, he just became silent. He wouldn't talk to me. I had made 3 vows. And when he did come, he said, "You made 3 vows to me," and broke them all and left.
Hmm. So you got this death sentence, 6 months to live with heart problems, and you decided to go to a church one night. It must have been difficult for you to even have the physical strength to do that.
Oh, I wasn't even supposed to walk up a set of steps, and I wasn't supposed to drive a car. My daddy went out, as we call it back then, to slop the hogs on the farm, you know. Mm-hmm. And while he was gone, so on Sunday morning, Mother had went to the little Church of God over the hill. She walked. Well, I had an extra set of keys that they did not know about. And I got in the truck and drove to this other minister's home, and he carried me to the little church where I was healed. And I got in there. My heart was going boop.
I'll tell you what, our time is slipping away. We'll pick up on this story on tomorrow's broadcast. But, Mishpucha, how would you like Franklin Walden to mentor you? You know, when people were with Jesus, they just watched what he did, and it was contagious. It just jumped on them. That's what's going to happen when you read these books. We have 2 of Franklin's books available. One is called The Unmistakable Invisible Anointing. What a faith builder. It's going to jump on you. And then if you need to be healed or you need to pray for someone that needs to be healed, the second book is Take These Steps and Be Healed. Both books available for a donation of $25. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalutzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.